It seems that these days, the news is full of stories about environmental problems. Only this week, I have read about global warming, deforestation, air pollution, and climate change issues. There seem to be so many issues that it is difficult to understand them all. It is also quite depressing to read about what a dangerous situation our planet is in. However, I think that many people have become so used to hearing about these issues that they simply don't really pay attention to them anymore. I am sure that no one on Earth actually wants us to destroy our planet. But how many people make any effort to do anything about the problems? Do you? Thinking about this situation, I think there are perhaps four main reasons why people do nothing and seem unconcerned about the environment. The first reason may be that they do not follow the news and current affairs and just do not know how bad things are. Another reason is that maybe they simply do not care about what happens to the Earth in the future. That, of course, would be a very sad attitude. Perhaps the biggest reason is that people always hope and expect that someone else will take care of things and that it will all somehow be okay. That is a very naive attitude. Or it may simply be that they do not know what they can do. So, what can we as individuals do? Actually, quite a lot. Here are some ideas. Take short showers instead of long ones or baths. A shower uses 10 litres of precious water per minute. Cut down on waste and recycle as much as possible. For example, only use paper when necessary and always recycle it. Cut down on rubbish, especially plastic waste. Carry your own shopping bags, refuse plastic bags, and don't buy things that are overpackaged. Don't use your car when you can go by bicycle. You can also help by saving electricity. For example, by making sure you turn things like lights off whenever you are not using them, and running air conditioners at a sensible level. The added bonus will be that you will not only be helping the planet, but also saving yourself money too. Though these seem like small things to do, if millions more people start doing them, it would have a very big global impact. If you continue to ignore these issues for any of the reasons I have given, you are a part of the problem, not part of the solution. It is now certain that unless we make radical changes to our lifestyles very soon, our planet will soon reach a state of damage that it can never recover from, until we are all gone.